The power of roots. This week, I've discovered the power of roots. In one house we visited, the driveway was broken up in places when we looked around and found a large tree with visible roots reaching into and under the driveway. Ha! We thought this was the culprit with the strength to tear up the concrete. Next, after a heavy rain, we saw that our beautiful copper tree had toppled over. In an effort to save it, my husband dug around it and found that the roots were shallow. They'd never anchored the tree deeply into the ground, but had instead spread out just under the surface of the soil. Thus, when the winds and the rain came, the tree couldn't withstand the outward pressure and fell over. When I did some study on this, I learned that the strength of a tree is determined by its roots. Roots are, in fact, imperative to the life of a tree. Roots are designed to absorb and transport water and mineral from the soil to the tree. They are also intended to anchor the tree into the ground, enabling it to grow strong, straight, and tall. Finally, roots are to act as the storehouse for the tree's essential food reserves during the dryness or coldness of winter so that the tree can produce leaves in the spring. For most trees, their roots only extend into the ground about 2 to 6 feet, but scientists have discovered a wild fig tree in the Transvaal of South Africa, which went 400 feet deep. That was one determined tree. In fact, even if a tree is cut down, the roots can continue to grow as they remain alive and are still trying to support the tree. But as powerful as they are, roots can be weakened by root decay, drought, or flooding. They can also be damaged if someone has cut the taproot or paved over the exposed roots. Just as a tree needs strong roots to thrive, so do we as Christians. God's word gives us clear instruction on the importance of roots, telling us we are to become deeply rooted in Christ, anchored solidly into the soil of his word. Paul tells the Ephesians that as Christ makes his home in our hearts, then our roots will grow down into God's love and keep us strong. He encourages the Colossians to let their roots grow down into him and let their lives be built on him. Then their faith will grow strong in the truth they've been taught and they'll overflow with thankfulness. The prophet Jeremiah advises that blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. For they are like trees planted along a riverbank with roots that reach deep into the water. Such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried by long months of drought. Their leaves stay green and they never stop producing fruit. Why are these trees so hardy? Because their roots have reached deep into the water, anchoring the tree firmly in the ground while supplying the tree with the nutrients and moisture it needs to grow. King Solomon agrees, counseling that wickedness never brings stability, but the godly have deep roots. The prophet Hosea tells Israel that God will be like a refreshing dew from heaven, enabling Israel to send roots deep into the soil like the cedars of Lebanon. Jesus' parable of the farmer sowing seeds references the importance of deep roots, warning that the seeds falling on shallow soil may sprout quickly, but the plants soon wilted under the hot sun, and since they didn't have deep roots, the plants died, explaining that the seed on the rocky soil represents those who hear the message and immediately receive it with joy. But since they don't have deep roots, they don't last long. They fall away as soon as they have problems or are persecuted for believing God's word. These people didn't take the time to establish themselves in Christ and let their roots grow deeply into the soil of his word, nor were they willing to be replenished by the refreshing of the Holy Spirit, both of which are essential to being deeply rooted Christians. Another scriptural concern is for those who are allowing the roots to soak up bitterness. The writer of Hebrews cautions the believer to watch out that no poisonous root of bitterness grows up to trouble you, corrupting many. Bitterness seeps into our lives when forgiveness is denied and anger festers from resentment or a sense of injustice. If this is what is feeding the root, then of course the fruit will taste sour and be unpalatable. Thus, we have to be careful what is feeding our roots, or the consequences for our growth and our relationships can be catastrophic. Another problem that can arise is those who reject the Word of God. The prophet Isaiah explains that those who stop reading the Word or deny its truths will develop root rot and withered flowers. Such people no longer have power in their spiritual lives and become trees that topple in a storm. The same is true, says the prophet Ezekiel, for those who stop trusting in the Lord and instead seek help from other sources. Although their roots grow down into the ground and they sprout sturdy branches, they aren't nourished by the Lord and eventually disintegrate from within. Ezekiel also warns against those who become proud of their position or success, believing foolishly that they've accomplished all of this for themselves, as in the case of Egypt, who became proud and arrogant and set itself above others. God humbles the proud, and anyone who forgets the one who nourishes and blesses them will fall. John the Baptist explains to his followers that the axe of God's judgment is poised, ready to sever the roots of the trees. Yes, every tree that does not produce good fruit will be chopped down and thrown into the fire. This is illustrated when Jesus curses a leafy fig tree barren of fruit. The disciples are shocked the next morning to discover that the fig tree withered from its roots up. But Jesus explains that a prayer of faith can bring forth powerful results, but it must be tempered by a forgiving heart. Further, we can't be showy with lots of leaves, but lack the substance of being a blessing to others. Yet those who remain steadfast in the Lord will put roots down into God's soil and grow up and flourish, Isaiah says. For they remain, as Micah declares, doing the good that God requires, doing what is right, loving mercy, and walking humbly with God. As Paul tells the Romans, for if the roots of the tree are holy, the branches will be too. Further, a tree is an example of hope, for even if it's cut down, it will sprout again and grow new branches. Though its roots have grown old in the earth and its stump decays, at the scent of water, it will bud and sprout again like new seedling. We saw this occur with the trees on our street, which the city radically cut back to just the trunk, removing all its leaves and branches. It wasn't long, though, until new growth was sprouting, and in no time at all, those branches had grown again and were full of leaves. God lets us see the rejuvenation of these trees to recognize what can happen with us when we allow God to prune our lives by His grace. Jesus speaks of this when He says, I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and He prunes the branches that do bear fruit, so they will produce even more. But we can't produce fruit without Him, and that's why we must stay rooted in Him if our fruit is going to flourish. In light of all this, what has helped you stay rooted in Christ? In what ways is your soul being nourished by the wellspring of living water feeding your roots? What fruit are you producing to encourage, sustain, and strengthen others? That's what this message is all about, letting our roots grow down into Him and letting our lives be built on Him. He is the source of our strength and power. God bless you, beloved. God bless you.